grandmother taught me how to make kombucha when I was in college, and I started brewing it from home, discovered the health and well-being factors of it.
Kombucha. That's fun to say. On this episode, we will take a trip around the Atlanta Beltline. What is that? Indulge me as I read from the Wikipedia entry.
The Atlanta Beltline is a 22-mile opened and planned loop of multi-use trail and light rail transit system on a former railway corridor around the core of Atlanta, Georgia. The Atlanta Beltline is designed to reconnect neighborhoods and communities historically divided and marginalized by infrastructure. It is designed to improve transportation, add green space, promote redevelopment, create and preserve affordable housing, and showcase arts and culture.
All right, I promise I won't do that again. Okay, so on the west side of the Beltline is where we will find some of that culture with Georgia's very first kombucha tasting bar.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, featuring the stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we are talking with Melanie Stiles, owner and CEO of Cultured South Fermentation Company. And your first question is the same as mine. What is kombucha?
Kombucha is a probiotic tea. It is a fermented drink made from a sweet tea base with a culture of yeast and bacteria. The yeast and bacteria converts the sugar and the caffeine in the sweetened tea to probiotics, vitamins B12, vitamin C, and it has a little bit of a tanginess quality to it. It also is fizzy, just like a beer or carbonated water.
Fermentation sounds a lot like making beer or wine. Is kombucha an alcoholic drink?
Yeah, so the fermentation process does produce a little bit of alcohol naturally, but it is a non-alcoholic beverage. It's less than 0.5% of alcohol, and it's a healthy amount of alcohol. So just enough to say, help some of your systems, digest your food, things like that. It mostly helps with digestive issues. So probiotics are great for the microflora in your gut system, and the vitamins found in kombucha are all naturally occurring, vitamins B12 and vitamin C, and those of course help with energy and overall health and wellness.
How and why did Melanie get into making kombucha? Like so many people in the South, she was influenced by her grandma.
So it all started with my love of fermentation, specifically kombucha. My grandmother taught me how to make kombucha when I was in college, and I started brewing it from home, discovered the health and well-being factors of it, just fell in love with the entire process of fermentation. I started Golda Kombucha in 2013, and we've been making kombucha, and then about a few years ago, in 2018, we decided to start going into more of the fermentation of food and vegetables and different kinds of cultures. So I started a company called Cultured South to kind of encompass all of that. And today we make fermented foods like sauerkraut and kimchi and a vegan cheese called Pure Abundance. And of course, Golda Kombucha.
So we've learned that kombucha is made from a sweet tea base, and Melanie's grandmother taught her how to make it. So it must be a Southern thing, right? Wrong.
So my grandmother taught me how to make kombucha tea, and it is traditionally not a Southern drink, but I kind of put my own Southern spin on it. We use fresh peaches from local Georgia peach farms and lots of herbs and fruit pairings that you would traditionally find in the Appalachian Mountains and Georgia.
So if it's not a Southern thing, then where does kombucha come from? Well, first off, kombucha was invented sometime around 220 BC. So, it's time for a short Fork in the Road history lesson.
And now it's time for a Fork in the Road history lesson. Once upon a time, many, many, many years ago.
No, not like that.
Kombucha is an Asian drink. It started over 2,000 years ago around Mantua, China. Back in those days, they started brewing all sorts of different fermented drinks and making fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut. But it just came to the United States around the turn of the century.
So it comes from ancient China. But Cultured South Fermentation Company puts a little Georgia twist on it with its flavors. And that's what we're going to talk about next, the flavors.
We have several different flavors. We try our hardest to use all ingredients from Georgia farms. So we use fresh peaches. We have a peach and ginger flavor. We also use local satsumas from a South Georgia citrus farm. We use strawberries, like strawberries and mint, kombucha. We also have a blackberry and basil and a hibiscus blood orange.
Those all sound delicious. But if you've never had kombucha, how do you know where to start? Don't forget, this is Georgia's very first kombucha tasting bar.
So Cultured South is our kombucha tap room. It's Georgia's first kombucha tasting bar. We also serve our vegan cheese called Pure Abundance. We have over 15 different flavors of kombucha brewed right here in-house on tap and in the can. You can get a flight, a pint, or a float of kombucha. We also make fermented foods that are good for your gut, rich in probiotics, and we're a small niche community-based business striving to promote health and well-being right here in Atlanta, Georgia.
A flight sure sounds like a nice way to try out some new flavors.
This is our flight board sampler. It's 5 different flavors of Golda kombucha. This one here is our elderberry refresher. It's made with fresh elderberries, mint, echinacea. We also make an elderberry syrup, which is an immune-boosting tonic, and this is our kombucha that's made with the same herbs that are infused into our elderberry elixir.
Flavors, flavors, and more flavors.
We have here our strawberry mint flavor. We use fresh strawberries and dried mint. That flavor is also available in all of the Whole Foods stores and Kroger stores in the area. Here we have our hibiscus orange kombucha. It's got a beautiful color. It's a little bit more of a tangy kombucha.
Where do you get your hibiscus?
We get our hibiscus from a local grower, actually right down the street. She grows sorrel and hibiscus, so it's a Jamaican grower, and she loves to produce the sorrel and hibiscus that we use right here in this kombucha.
Flavors, flavors, and more flavors.
This is going to be our cream soda kombucha. It uses a rooibos tea with herbs like lavender, vanilla, and orange peel. Tastes just like a cream soda. People love that one. It's a great starter kombucha. All of our kombuchas are very low in sugar. We don't add any artificial flavors, no added sugar. They taste very much like a effervescent sparkling water with a little bit of a tint of not too much vinegar, but a little bit of tanginess. And that's because of the fermentation. All of the fermentation is great for your body, and it adds just a little bit of tanginess and acidity to the drink.
Flavors, flavors, and how about a few more flavors?
This is our lavender lemon kombucha. This one is our top seller. It's lavender and lemon infused into our kombucha. The lavender provides a really unique floral flavor. This one's also available on tap here always at Cultured South. You can get a growler of it. You can refill that growler for sustainability, and we'll give you a little discount when you come back and bring it for a refill.
Cultured South Fermentation Company on the west side of Atlanta is not just home to the tap room where you can try all of these wonderful flavors. It is also where the proverbial sausage is made.
We have our own canning line. We brew everything fresh weekly, and we can it right here at our tap room and brewery. So right behind me, they are canning up some fresh lavender lemonade kombucha to go into stores like Kroger and Whole Foods. And you can find that in all of your local stores here in Atlanta, Georgia, and beyond.
Let's walk inside and take a look around.
Today we're bottling our lavender lemon kombucha. We make this fresh in-house with delicious herbs and yummy lavender and lemon. But this is our black tea that we use to make the fresh tea in the kombucha. It's a sweetened tea, just like you would drink here in Georgia, sweet tea, but we actually ferment all the sugars out, so it makes a really yummy, probiotic-rich kombucha tea.
Kombucha was developed in ancient China for its health benefits, and Cultured South is keeping up with that tradition.
So in 2019, we were the first Georgia company to infuse CBD into our kombucha. CBD is a oil-based component of the hemp plant. It does not have any psychoactive properties such as THC. It is just the cannabinoids found in the male hemp plant. And it actually has a really nice quality to it. It helps with well-being and health. It also helps relieve stress and anxiety, muscle fatigue, cramps, and any sort of overall body pains or any sort of anxiety, stress, depression you might be having. We infuse our CBD into the kombucha, and one of our flavors is actually a hopped Georgia citrus CBD kombucha, and we use a local Georgia citrus farm called Georgia Citrus out of South Georgia, and we use their tangerines and their satsumas dry hopped with our kombucha. Kind of tastes like an IPA beer, but again, no alcohol, and all the great terpenes from the CBD and the probiotics from the live cultured kombucha.
Kombucha, kombucha, kombucha. Kombucha, kombucha. By now, you've probably learned more about kombucha than you ever thought you would. I did too. Ancient Chinese tradition merged with Southern flair and Georgia-grown produce. That is what you'll find at Cultured South Fermentation Company and Golda Kombucha. Be sure to visit the tap room next time you're on the Atlanta Beltline. And be sure to watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. That's where you'll also be able to listen and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.